여러분 안녕하십니까? 지금부터 중학교 1학년 10회 영어 듣기 모의고사를 시작하겠습니다. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 지금부터 듣기 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 이 시 가리키는 것으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
It has 88 keys. These keys are black and white. People use their fingers and press these keys to play music. You can use only one or two fingers to play a simple song. But mostly, you have to use all 10 fingers to play a song.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자가 구입할 티셔츠로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I'm looking for a t-shirt.
We have many different types of t-shirts.
Can I have a look at that gray one?
Sure, here you are.
It has feet shapes on it. I don't like it.
How about this one? This is also gray and it has the word tiger on the front.
Okay, I'll take it.
3번 대화를 듣고 오늘 서울의 날씨로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello.
Hi, Bora. This is Steve. I just called to say hello.
Oh, hi, Steve. How's it going?
I'm fine. It's warm in Busan today, and I'll go hiking this afternoon. How's the weather in Seoul?
It's raining in Seoul, and I'm staying at home.
What are you doing at home?
I'm watching a movie, A Walk in the Clouds.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자가 한 마지막 말의 의도로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What is my record now?
It's 11.98 seconds.
I don't think I can win the race.
No, your record is getting better.
But the race is this Sunday.
Come on, you can do it. Don't give up.
5번 다음을 듣고 남자가 할아버지에 대해 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
My grandpa doesn't live with me. He lives alone in a countryside. He is a farmer. He grows fruit trees. He also keeps domestic animals like pigs. He likes fishing, so he goes fishing every Sunday. He likes to eat fish.
6번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 만날 시각을 고르시오.
You remember our plan for this Saturday, don't you?
Sure. The concert starts at 6 o'clock. What time shall we meet?
20 minutes before the concert starts.
How about 10 minutes earlier than that? The traffic is heavy at that time.
I agree. See you at 5:30.
7번 대화를 듣고 여자의 장래 희망으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What is your dream, Alan?
My dream is to be a famous actor. How about you?
I want to be a reporter.
Why do you want to be a reporter?
You know, I'm always curious, and I like to meet and talk with people.
I see.
8번 대화를 듣고 여자가 마지막에 느낀 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, James. Where are you?
I'm home. What's the matter, Mom?
I forgot to turn off the gas. Go to the kitchen and turn it off right now, please.
Don't worry, Mom. I already did.
Really? Good job.
Look, there's a bakery over there.
Let's buy a cake there.
Okay, we should cross the street here.
The party begins at 5 o'clock, doesn't it?
Yes, it's already 4:30. I'm afraid we'll be late.
Let me call John now. I'll tell him we'll be about 30 minutes late.
Susan smells so good. What is it?
I'm baking a strawberry cake for Eugene.
Is this for her surprise birthday party?
Yes, but I forgot to buy some juice. Would you buy some juice at the supermarket for the party?
Sure, I will get some grape juice.
Okay, it is her favorite juice.
11번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 함께 이용할 교통수단으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What time does the baseball game begin?
It begins at 7:05 p.m.
How shall we go to the stadium?
Let's go by taxi.
No, there will be too much traffic.
How about by bus? We can see outside on the bus.
There are no buses going there.
Then let's go by subway.
Sounds good.
12번 대화를 듣고 여자가 집에 일찍 가려고 하는 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Justin, I'm sorry I won't be able to meet you after school. I want to go home early today.
What's wrong with you?
I have a headache.
You look pale. Did you catch a cold?
No, I stayed up late doing my homework last night. I think I need more sleep.
I see. Go home and get some rest.
13번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Where to?
Royal Hotel, please.
Yes, ma'am.
How long will it take?
About 15 minutes, but there are so many cars on the road.
Don't worry. There is no need to hurry. I'm not busy.
14번 대화를 듣고 우체국의 위치로 가장 알맞은 곳을 고르시오.
Excuse me, I've lost my way.
Where do you want to go?
I want to go to the nearest post office.
Well, go straight one block and turn left at the corner.
Go straight and turn left?
Right. You can see it on your right. It is across from the bookstore.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
15번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Maria. Are you at home?
Yes, are you coming home now?
No, I'm in the hospital. I broke my leg while playing soccer.
Oh no, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Maria, can I ask you a favor?
Sure, what is it?
Please send a package at the post office. It's on my desk. Ms. Parker will move to another school next month.
Really? I didn't know that.
It's true.
What shall we do for her?
How about writing a thank you card?
That's a good idea. And let's give her some flowers, too.
Okay.
Mike, shall we walk our dogs in the park on Friday night?
I'd like to, but I take a swimming class every Friday. How about Saturday?
My mom wants me to help her with the housework on Saturdays, but I'm free on Sunday.
Then let's walk our dogs on Sunday.
Okay.
Hello, Mr. Brown. I couldn't understand this math question you explained last class. Could you explain it again?
Of course. Let me see. This mark means that you need to add up all these numbers together. Do you get it?
Oh, I understand. Thank you for explaining easily.
If you have any questions, ask me.
Jane,
why are you trying to save money?
I will buy a good guitar. I want to be a singer. It's my dream.
Are you serious?
Yes. Singing in a band is my dream.
Wow. It's such a nice dream. I hope your dream will come true.
Thanks. How about you?
Thank you for inviting me to your son's party.
Don't mention it. Thank you for coming. I've heard a lot about your daughter from Andy.
Gina talks about your son a lot, too. By the way, the food is so delicious.
Thanks. Would you like some more pizza?
Thank you. 10회 영어 듣기 모의고사를 마칩니다.